This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Monday, June the 23rd. The turbulent situation in Iraq has been troubling investors in New York. Joe Saluzzi at Themis Trading in New Jersey gave me his view of the day's trading.
There is a little bit of nervousness when it comes to the geopolitical stuff, and oil being up over 105, 106 on the domestic oil over here, that's certainly catching some eyes. And as long as the situation stays unresolved, I think there'll be some more risk in there.
You have John Kerry saying to the Iraqi government, look, you know, we will provide support. So I guess that kind of thing makes investors nervous about the extent of U.S. involvement if and when it comes.
It does, and it certainly when you're talking about, you know, pipelines and commodities like oil moving around, and we all know where there's one bottleneck, things can happen, and I think that's what people really tend to get nervous about.
And one story that was a talking point on this side of the Atlantic in Europe, and that is the takeover of Alstom's power business. That's a French company, by General Electric. The French government seems to have got some assurances from General Electric about keeping a certain number of jobs in France. What's the investor's eye view of that? There's been a big debate about this, hasn't there, recently. What do investors think about that?
Sure. I think, you know, normally when you see a merger, you're looking for cost reductions, and unfortunately Wall Street loves firings, right? They love people losing jobs because it reduces costs, especially when there's overlap. And I think if it's a situation where they think there's overlap and you're not going to reduce or eliminate that position, well, then it's just increasing the cost of the deal, which may be negative for the acquiring company at that point. So I would imagine that investors wouldn't look favorably on something like that, but it's a very short-term way of looking at it, unfortunately.
Joe Saluzzi, and General Electric shares ended the Wall Street day down 1%. Overall, the Dow, that finished down a tenth of 1% at 16,937. Earlier, London's main share index, that finished down 0.4% at 6,800. And the oil price, August New York Light crude, that was down, falling back a little bit, 82 cents at $106.01 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and discussion, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.